Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. Thank you for joining me. We're continuing on in a message I've entitled, What Shall I Render Unto the Lord? We're looking at Psalm 116 this week. And the psalmist, while he is not detailed, he is able to praise God for what God has brought him through. And I think the reason God had me share this psalm is because many of you are going through some very difficult times. And if you're not, pray for those in the Spirit who are. We are members of the body of Christ, every one of us. And so it's a gracious, precious thing to be, when you're on top of the world, to pray for those who are hurting so deeply. And I trust you may be able to relate in your own life what it meant to have someone pray for you when things were very, very difficult. But going back to what the message of this psalm was, we're looking at, he's praising God for three reasons, because number one, God listens to him, and he's delivered from death. The sorrows of death compass me, he said in verse 3. Verse 8, thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. He was in a very bad place. But beloved, this is what God had done for him. Now, this, of course, could refer to a life-threatening illness or sickness. It can be taken literally, but I think there's also very broad application to the death that we experience sometime in our relationships, in our hopes, in our expectations, our dreams, the things we had longed for. And, you know, there's not a pastor alive who can't relate to the sorrow of having earnest prayers in behalf of God's people, and they just choose the wrong path. So this is a common experience of God's people. But 1 Corinthians 15:55 through 57, we have victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of what it is. Even if what's the worst thing that could happen to you? You could die and go to be with Jesus. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that can refer also to spiritual death. And then finally, he's praising God for his bountiful treatment. Verse 7 says, the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Out of his own fullness and an infinite grace, he reaches out to the hurting heart to supply every need. In Luke 15:22-23, remember the story, the parable of the prodigal son? The father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. If you recall the story, he finally came to himself when he was in the pig's pen, wanted to eat what they could eat, and wasn't able to do that. And he finally remembered what the servants in his father's home, the kind of life they experienced. And he was deeply repentant. He said, Father, I'm no longer fit to be called your son. The last thing he expected, are you kidding? A party? That was the very last thing, but that's the heart of our Father. And so in this psalm, we learn a lesson about the grace of God. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Is that simple enough? If we just cast our cares upon him, if we trust in him, we could be low, as Brother Glass would say, as a grasshopper's belly, and God will reach down and bring us up out of those many waters, because he delights in you, beloved, and he will deliver you. The simple. Who are the simple? I hope that's all of us. Those who lack of wisdom or experience can expose them to danger. And beloved, we have the full armor of God. We have everything we need that pertains to life and godliness and effective spiritual warfare. But we serve a very wily foe, and the weapons God has given to us enable us to fight successfully and victoriously. But a lot of times we get ourselves in situations through a lack of wisdom, through a lack of seeking God, of just going ahead with our own agenda. But what does God do? We get ourselves in a pickle. He comes to our aid. God has, in terms of the psalmist, he's removed the source of whatever anxiety and pain he was experiencing so he could cease from his labors with peace of mind and heart. The Lord hath dealt bountifully. Amen. That's what he does. And in verse 8, we see that God's bounty, what did he say in verse 8? Delivered my soul from death. Mine eyes from tears, my feet from falling. That was physical death, spiritual death. Mine eyes from tears, that's obvious. My feet from falling, from sinning, from making a mistake, from getting off the narrow way. God's bounty is such that instead of death, life can be our experience and is our experience as we trust him. Instead of eyes full of tears, we are able to fix our eyes upon the Lord as our guide and teacher. Instead of stumbling feet, we can have a sure walk, which is characterized by obedience and faith and trust in God. Genesis 17:1 says, Abraham, he was 99 years old, and the Lord appeared to him, and he said, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. And then, as if that wasn't enough, his own personal crises, then in verse 11, he said, I said in my haste, all men are liars. Oh dear, that is so true. There's lying abounds today. I know here in Idaho, I watch the local news, and I, even though it's mainline, and I won't say any more on that, nonetheless, they have what they call a fact check, a truth check. And you know, all these recent things with the riots, they were horrible and terrible, they actually pulled off some of the pictures that were posted on the internet of the supposed riots, and it was proven those photographs were taken 8 years before. So you can understand why even in this era he was able to say in haste, all men are liars. And this is what exactly Paul said. Liars, lover them themselves, irreverent, hostile to authorities, irreverent toward parents. I mean, if you want to hear, Paul outlined perfectly what the times in which we are now living. However, even though he felt that way, and we know men, beloved, can bitterly disappoint us, and he was absolutely disappointed, but his faith in God didn't go unrewarded. And so this psalm encourages you and I to hold on to God in faith, especially in times of crisis, especially when you have been betrayed and hurt by what other people have said and done. And it's a very lonely time, but Jesus can relate to that. Remember his own beloved disciples that were with him day and night for 3 years. When it came down to when the rubber met the road, and when he was being apprehended, he was taken off as a common prisoner, they all deserted him. John followed by, and Peter followed, joined him, but even Peter denied him. And who was with him at the cross? Only his mother and a few faithful women, and John. And so we can experience, regardless of what we go through, freedom from bondage. In verse 16, he declares, thou hast loosed my bonds. What are the bonds that are seeking to hold you in a stranglehold today? Is it the bonds of sin? The bonds of doubt or fear? Beloved, Jesus has broken them in your behalf. We've been given liberty now to serve our great deliverer with gladness of heart. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. But now we want to look at, because God will do that. There's no ifs, ands, buts. If you will but trust him. In fact, was it yesterday or the day before? Let's pray now. Father, you see those who are struggling with despair and depression. I rebuke that spirit of depression in Jesus' name, that spirit of heaviness and oppression. I take authority over it. Lord, you've not given us a spirit of heaviness, but garments of praise. And Father, even though that's the last thing they may feel like doing, Father, we do praise you in agreement, Lord. They're praising you right now because you are a good God. You transcend their pain. You transcend their suffering. And Lord, you're going to bring them into a place, into a large place, because you delight in them. And Lord, they shall see with the eyes of faith. It's not all over. It's not the end. But you were well aware this was going to happen. And you've got the grace, the all sufficiency to meet them where they're at right now. And Father, right now, I am praying you will do that. In Jesus' name, for the Spirit of the Lord would say, is it not written that I am a very present help in the time of trouble? Therefore, not only call upon me, beloved, but rest your heart upon my heart. Rest your weary mind, your weary spirit in my arms of love, which will uphold you and strengthen you and bring you forth. All is not lost, all is not over, but I take you by the hand to lead you in a straight path, and you shall not fear the arrow that flies by day, nor the terror by night, for I am with you, and I shall deliver you, and I shall deal most graciously with you, says your God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. I cannot add anything further to that. Hallelujah. Thou hast loosed my bonds. So tomorrow we're going to start focusing in the rest, a couple more days, on what can we do for the Lord, and we can do it by faith. We are able. There are seven things I want to share with you that are found in this psalm, things that we can do to show our appreciation, our gratefulness, our thankfulness to God, not only delivering you out of your present situation spiritually, amen, or naturally, circumstantially, but also in the things he's done in the past and the things he will yet to do. Praise God. Beloved, in this world we will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. He has overcome the world. The announcer will give our contact information. Won't you write, share your prayer needs if you're being blessed? It's wonderful to hear from you. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.